Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefillah Audio Series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we will focus on Shir HaMa'alos MiMa'amakim, Chapter 130 in Tehillim together. During these 10 days of awe, we insert this Chapter 130 of Tehillim into our liturgy. It is a chapter that deals with the feeling of despair, of being immersed in sin and trouble, literally from the depths. And yet, we emerge with hope and faith that ultimately God's love and forgiveness will carry the day. Chapter 130 begins in verse 1, Shir HaMa'alos MiMa'amakim Kirasicha Hashem, a song of ascents, out of the depths I call to you, Hashem. What are these depths? MiMa'amakim. It is double depths. We're in so much trouble. We're in so much pain. We cry out to you, Hashem, from this place of pain. And to make things worse, we actually know that we plunged ourselves to these depths we now find ourselves in. Is there anything more depressing than that? And yet, it's Shir HaMa'alos. It is a song of climbing. Rav Elia Lapian actually looks at these depths as the beginning of hope. Every Jew has at the depths of his heart yearnings and strivings to come close to Hashem, to truly call out to Hashem. The problem is, these holy feelings are often buried under so much dirt, under so much desire for material and temporary pleasure, so much distraction. And what King David is telling us is, Hashem, at my depths, I'm crying out to you. I'm always crying out to you. I always want to be close to you. I just need to find those depths. I just need to dig deep into my soul to find it. Hashem, shema bekoli. Tiyena aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. In verse 2, we say, O Hashem, listen to my cry. Listen to my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my calls, to my plea for mercy. Sometimes we turn to God and we say, I know I've sinned so much. I know I'm such a mess. I'm in so much ma'amakim, in so much depths. Let this at least be a merit for me that I'm calling out to you. Do you hear me, Hashem? I'm calling out to you. I remember you. And then we say in verse 3, Im avonos tishmar ka, Hashem mi'amod. If you keep account of these sins, O Hashem, Hashem, who will stand? Rev Hirsch notes that there are two names of Hashem in this verse, Ka and Hashem. The name Ka references the perfect perfection that Hashem intended for this world. The fact that this world was formed with the perfect laws of cause and effect. Meaning, if someone will fall off a cliff, they will accelerate at the approximate rate of 9.8 meters per second squared until they crash. And saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, I wasn't warned, it wasn't my fault, give me another chance. None of that really helps at that point. King David tells Hashem, we beg of you, Hashem, do not use this unforgiving law of nature when it comes to our sins. If you will truly count and keep our sins, O Hashem, who will stand? Now, King David uses the name Hashem, which is a reference to mercy. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei, Hashem, in your mercy, you have so much power to forgive. With you lies the power of forgiveness, so that you may be held in awe. Radak explains this verse to mean, with all the powers Hashem has given to his angels and celestial beings, he will never give over the power to forgive, and thus, we never turn to other beings to achieve forgiveness. Imcha haslicha. Forgiveness remains with you, Hashem. So we continue to develop our relationship only with you and hold you in awe. The Malbim explains this as so much hope for us. You see, a human being will decide whether and to what degree he will forgive based on the perpetrator of the crime. If the crime was not too severe, if the sinner is appropriately contrite or repentant, he will forgive. Forgiveness thus lies in the hands of the sinner. Not for you, Hashem. In your world, Hashem, we say, Hashem, forgive us, ki imcha haslicha, because of your greatness, because of your awesome capacity to forgive. We don't turn away from our understanding of the sinning that we did, but yet we hold on tight to the hope of the greatness of your love, Hashem. Which brings us to verse 5. Kivisi Hashem kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. I hope, Hashem, my soul hopes, and to his word and in his word, I wait. The Malbim defines the difference between tikva, hope, and yichul, expectation. We can hope again and again, and there is no limit to our hopes. Why? Kivsa nafshi, because it is our soul that is hoping, because they are grounded in our knowledge of what Hashem can do, and they are absolutely limitless. But what can we have expectations of? Yichul, expectations, we only have for promises that God explicitly made. Our hopes are founded in our souls, and our expectations are found in the word of Hashem. What about God's love for us? In that, we have expectation. Which brings us to the comforting words of verse 6. Nafshi l'Hashem mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. My soul is to God. Even more so than those who wait for morning, who wait for morning. In this verse, Rav Hirsch says, King David expresses what it is that gives him hope even as he knows that he has sinned. And what can give us hope even as we know that we have sinned, even as we face our imperfections? Nafshi l'Hashem, my soul is for God. He made me. He knew when he made me that I would be imperfect. And I remain his. From these depths of my lowness, these depths that perhaps I caused, I know that I can wait for God, mishomrim laboker, and can be sure of God's love, of God's eternal relationship. It is the bedrock of my existence. I can be as sure, nay, even more sure, than those who wait for morning, knowing that it will certainly come. Even more than those who wait for mornings is my clear faith in God's eternal love for me. In verse 7, King David turns to us and he says, Yachel Yisrael El Hashem, do you hear what I said, O Israel? So you, Jewish people, you wait for God too. Ki im Hashem HaChesed, because it is with God, Chesed, kindness, and he has so much salvation. Sometimes we think we're beyond salvation. David, King David tells us, God has saved us so many times. There was so much salvation with him. And it is he who will redeem Israel from all of their sins. Radak tells us that David concludes this powerful chapter with a call to action to all of us. David HaMelech turns to us, to Israel, to the Jew in all of us, and entreats us, turn to God, for with God is kindness and so much salvation. During this time of year, when we sometimes feel overwhelmed and scared, especially in our imperfections, sometimes we feel like we want to run and hide from God. Please wake me up when it's all over and we got to Simchas Torah. But King David cries out to us and tells us, the very fact that you know you have sinned is the key to your salvation. Turn to Hashem. He can save you from all of your sins. Don't waste this opportunity.
Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of our beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Rasa Bat Raphael, and her beloved sister, Celia Firestein, Cyril Bat Raphael of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org/women/yr for a list of our daily sponsors.